It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
California expecting the eighth atmospheric river in these next hours. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. The headline from Salinas, California. Reuters, California's Salinas River began creeping up over its banks on Friday morning within these last hours, flooding roads leading to nearby communities where 24,000 people were urged to evacuate in the face of yet another in a series of storms. Jeff, a very good evening to you. I need help. We've got an atmospheric river coming in across the whole of California's coast, and then we've got a Salinas River rising. Where is Salinas, and who are these people who are threatened? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The Salinas River pops out around Monterey, which is south of San Francisco on the coast there. And it's a very beautiful area. It's known for communities like Monterey, Carmel by the Sea, Pacific Grove. It's where you'd see, you know, the big golf tournaments there and some very expensive homes. But it's out there on the edge on this peninsula in the Pacific. And it's right near the Salinas River. So you get the water cresting now at the river. It's starting to flood the areas. And it's spilling across State Highway 1 and Highway 68, which is essentially turning the peninsula into an island. So hopefully those people got off. But my guess is there's still some people there doing some sandbag work and trying to protect their property.
So the Salinas River has gone, has flooded the whole area. And then the storm is coming in, so there'll be more rain. Jeff, a couple of days ago, the meteorologists were saying that the 8th and 9th storm inbound were not going to be as severe as the first 7. Is that still the expectation?
They've actually said that they think this could be as bad now. You know, the situation can change, and they always couched it in those terms. Right now, northern and central California are under severe storm warning. That goes from the coast to the mountain areas. It's just a lot of rain is going to be hitting or is hitting now. The area around these places that have already been hit with a lot of rain and a lot of moisture are suffering from the situation where the ground is just so saturated, it can't hold any more rain. It's hard for any rain to get down to the aquifers or any dry places. So it starts to pool on top, and that's how we're getting the flooding. And it's quite a shock. It's a change from what we've been dealing with these past few years with the drought. And now we're going into a situation where, you know, the old situation, when it rains, it pours, and then it floods.
We go to the north. The snowpack, which the last time we talked was at 200%. At this time of year, what's it done since then?
It's only grown since then. You know, we've been talking about some days where it's been 14 inches or 20 inches or more a day of snow, new snow coming in. And there's so much snow now that people are going to find it difficult, if at all possible, to get into the ski resorts or get out. And so this is one of those sad situations, kind of like we were talking about with the floods, where for a long time during the droughts, the people running the ski resorts were cursing the weather, saying, you know, we don't have enough snow here to open up, to operate, to bring anybody here. And now they have so much, they can't get cars in and out. So they're having to close some of their slopes. And they're saying, you know, we can't win with this weather situation.
They could use that snow in the Alps, Jeff. There's no skiing, to my understanding, from the Austrian Alps to the French Alps. So La Nina is a fickle, fickle rain and snowstorm. We come from the north where it's snowing back to the Bay Area. The last time we talked, from Sacramento to Santa Barbara, there was trouble all along the line. Is it still the same?
It is still the same. It's they're dealing with problems now. They didn't have enough time to clean up and gird themselves for the next set of storms. And now it's coming. It hasn't hit as far south as I am in Orange County, but we're already hearing about it hitting up north and in central California.
The two places I could recall that were badly hit were Capitola on the seacoast, where the storm surge was damaging the coast, and then the very posh areas around there were being very badly damaged. One where the Prince Harry lives. Have they dug out? Have they returned to their homes? Because I remember there was an evacuation order.
My understanding is the evacuation warning is in place right now, but they feel that they're going to have to go back to an evacuation order as the rains come in. So we've seen a number of people have gone back. They've either had to make repairs or further, you know, try to protect their property. But they know that with this next set of rainstorms that come in, they're probably going to lose some hillsides, and they're going to be dealing with some, you know, advanced stages of flooding in that area as well.
Let's come south to Los Angeles. You sent me a picture of what looked to be a slide onto, was it the 5 or the 10 freeway? I can't recall.
It was the 5 freeway, which is a north-south freeway. It's a major freeway in the state, in the west here. And it had a key place right there, not far from Dodger Stadium, near downtown L.A., part of the hillside collapsed. And it was, you know, around the commute hour, so that created a number of problems. This is just the beginning. We've already seen some slides in the Malibu area. And, of course, as we already pointed out, in Montecito, which is a little bit north in the Santa Barbara area. But we're going to see this repeated again and again.
All right. You're waiting for the storm number 8. What's it supposed to do to you in Orange County? And what is the air like, Jeff?
In Orange County, what we're going to probably be dealing with is some ponding and some, you know, smaller flood issues up in the burn areas. We'll see some, you know, some slides is likely. But for the most part, we haven't been getting hit as much as our neighbors in the north have. They've just been getting soaked, and they continue to get soaked. We've had a little bit more time to dry out. And now, did you say the airline or?
No, your atmosphere. What's it like with a storm headed in? Does it get sparks in the air? Does it feel different than an ordinary day?
It does. It feels heavier. We don't, you know, get the ozone smell that comes with lightning, although they've been getting quite a bit of lightning up in the Bay Area, Northern California. They say some of the most spectacular lightning storms they've ever seen, period. But we get these very gray days. Right now, it's getting grayer by the hour. The air has been very clear. You know, after a rainstorm in Southern California, it's the bluest of blues in the skies, and the sun is just gorgeous. But we're going back to a very gray situation right now. I expect within the next couple hours, when the rains do probably hit, it's going to be very dark.
And now we turn to a story that is hard to believe, but there it is, the Magic Kingdom. We celebrate Disney, Disneyland, Disney World. Jeff is a veteran of several of the famous exhibits, Yodeler Bliss, Engineer Bliss, Deckhand on the Nautilus Bliss. Bob Iger, a very successful CEO of Disney's whole complex, stepped away from his role within the last years and has now stepped back in it. But then again, the turmoil seems to be a challenge on the board. What is the complaint, Jeff? Is it profit? Because Disney's always managed to recover no matter what.
It is in terms of underperformance. And that's what Nelson Peltz, I believe is his name, who has really been leading the charge against Iger and the rest of the board, has been saying that really you should have made all the wrong choices and your investments have been wrong and they're underperforming. So he's looking to get some things changed, maybe even Iger, who knows. But this is, you know, he's going to mount a proxy fight, they believe, and it could be very bloody time to be a Disney stockholder.
And so the Magic Kingdom, which doesn't prosper during thunder and lightning storms, I was in one in Disney World once when my son was very young. And they evacuate the park during storms. So people will return to Disneyland once the storms pass. Final 30 seconds, Jeff. This was a surprise. You sent me Ilha de Todos Santos and the picture of what could be a 30 or 40 foot wave. Have you, Big Kahuna, have you ever challenged this kind of wave?
The biggest wave I've ever challenged was about 20 or 25 feet, hurricane-driven storm. But Todos Santos is a island off of the Mexican coast, not very far. And a lot of times surfers will go down to Baja California, the peninsula there, rent a boat, and go out and surf these giant waves. It's very sharky out there, by the way. But when you get these giant storms like we've been having, these waves become massive. And the people that go out there are a whole different breed. These are your big wave surfers.
Big. Big waves. It's a very impressive. Surf's up. Here comes the 8th storm. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batch.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.